We are up to the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, dealing with what is ma'akev, what is not ma'akev, and our first items here, HaKometz Mi'uto Ma'akev is Rubo. We say that for the Kometz that you're going to bring, so you must have the entire Kometz. If any of it is lacking, the whole thing is no good. You can't lose crumbs. Isaron, the Isaron of Solas, when you have Minchas Nesachim, when you have flour that comes along with a karban. So again, Mi'uto Ma'akev is Rubo, you require the entire thing. Even if a little bit is gone, that's no longer called your Isaron of Solas. Hayayin, also the wine that comes along with the carbon, Miuto Ma'akev Esruba, the same thing is true. Rashi gives you the measurements for the wine, Shlishis Ahin for a ram, Revias Ahin for a keves, half a hin for a par. Exactly, it's good for a shodesh. Hashem and Miuta Ma'akev Esrubo, the Mishnah says, the same thing is true with the oil. We have a proper shear that you're supposed to have, and Rashi tells you, Kashir Ahin, Bein Belog, it depends on what you're talking about. So it's not just what comes with Nesachim. The truth is, I wrote on the sheet, I separated it out into two lines. You have Shemen that's Minchas Nesachim, and Shemen that's Minchas Nedava. Sometimes you have oil that's standalone, and sometimes you have oil that comes with a carbon. Either way, Miuta Ma'akev Esrubo. When flour and oil are to come together, so you need both. If you don't have one, then the other is no good. And ditto for menachos that require lavona with them. You need both the flour, the kometz, I should say, and you also require the lavona. Good. Of course, some karbanos only have solas without shemen. Some karbanos only have the kometz without the lavona, as we've already discussed. My time of the Gemara wants to know, why is it that you say you have to have the whole thing? Why can't I say you got the rove, you're good? My time. So Omar Krum Lo Kumtso Tre Zimni. So we say this is for the first one, this is for the Kometz. The Torah says Malo Kumtso, it actually says it twice. Rashi tells you Chad Beminchas Nedava Vekamas Misham Malo Kumtso, which is the pasuk I brought you on your table. I should have brought both. Vechad Beminchas Chote, and one regarding Minchas Chote, Vekamat Zakahim Mimena Malo Kumtso, Chad LeMitzvah Vechad LeAkiv. You have both in order to teach me that you must have the full kometz, melokumtso. Isaron, the isaron, a flower that comes with certain karbanos, miuta ma'akev esrubo, my taima, why, what's my source? Amar kra, misalta, right? Misalta, mishamna, from its flower, and we've already seen this, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, shim chasra kolshu psula, if you're missing any amount, it's no good, it has to have all of its flour. That's the idea. Hayayin miyuto me'akev esrubo, ditto for the wine that comes with a karban, because the Torah says, kacha, the fuller, more full pasuk, kacha ye'asel ashor ha'echad. I brought you there on the sheet. It shall be done like this. Like this means like this, not with something resembling this. Hashem en miyuto me'akev esrubo, ditto for oil, either de minchas nesachem, because of the same pasuk, kacha ye'asel ashor ha'echad, the uminchas nedava, Amar Kra Umishamna, and from its oil, the same lesson that we had from Misaltashim, Chisakal Shu Psula, you're missing any amount, no good. Hashem and Vasolas Ma'akvin Zedzeh, why? Why is it that I need both the Shemin and the Solas? So here we get the concept that Rashi defines as Shina HaKasav La'akev, Shana HaKasav La'akev. The Torah repeated it to teach me it's Ma'akev, not Shina, but Shana. Misalta Umishamna, from its flour and from its oil, and Migirsa Umishamna, which also is from its flour and its oil, and as Rashi explained, Mashma Shiyu Shneim, from Misalta Umishamna, that tells me you should have both. V'adar Ksiv Nami Migirsa Umishamna Shiyu Shneim, and then it says it again, Shana Akasav La'akev, the Pasuk said it twice, to teach me that it's Ma'akev, and then Hakometz V'alavona Ma'akvin Zedzen, the Gemara, Al Kol Lavonasa, and Ve'ez Kol Halavona Asher Lamincha, again, the Torah says it twice, in order to teach me that it's Ma'akev. Good. Okay. New Mishnah, still the same concept. By the way, if you look at the table that I put on the sheet and you see there are a couple of thick lines in there between sections, that's not between sections. That's just an artifact of the way I made the table. That it stuck the thick lines in there and I didn't have time to figure out how to eliminate them. So they're there, but ignore them, please. Okay, new Mishnah. Shnei Se'ira Yom HaKippur and Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Both the Sar LaShem and the Sar LaZazel, right? Remember all those discussions about what happens if something happens to one of them? So you need both Se'irim. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The Shalmei Tzibur that you have on Shavuos, you have two lambs with two loaves of bread, so you need both lambs, and base chalos, you need both loaves as well. Ma'akvot zuadzu. Shnei Sidarin ma'akvin zedzeh. You have two sets of six loaves each for the lechem haponim every Shabbos. You need both sets of loaves. And as we saw earlier in the Gemara when they discussed this, you need each loaf within each set as well. We just choose to mention it this way, but it's true about the need for all the loaves in general. Shnei bezichin ma'akvin zedzeh. You have the two spoons of levona, of frankincense, that come with the lechem upon them. They're also ma'akev. You require all of those, both of those. Hasidarin va'bezichin ma'akvin zedzeh. And you need both the loaves and the levona, the frankincense. You can't have one without the other. Beis minin sheben nazir. The two different types of loaves that the nazir brings. He brings, as Rashi says, chalos and rekikin. Both are required. Gimel sheba para. We're going up a number. The three elements of tahara of the avoda that come with the para aduma, the eitz erez, the azov, and the shnitolas. I brought you there on the table those three elements, as well as the dalet shebetoda, the four types of bread that you bring with the karban toda, three of matzah and one of chametz, the dalet shebelulav, the arba minim of the lulav, the arba shebemitzara, as well as the four elements involved in the purification of the mitzara, the eitz erez, the azov, shnitolas, and the tziporim, the birds, are all ma'ak. I gave Tosfos notes on this that we don't mention the Mayim Chayim because you were going to mix the dam into them as well. And then he asks, well, what about the Hazos? Why didn't you mention that? He says, yeah, a ton of a Shire. We didn't mention absolutely everything. It sounds like it from our mission. It sounds like we do, but we actually don't. So these all are ma'akvin zedzeh. These are all requirements for the success of the entire avodah. Shiva hazos shebepara ma'akvot zuadzu. The seven hazos that you do with the paraduma towards the mishkan / mikdash, those are ma'akev. Zayin hazayos shabein abadim shalaparocha shalmizbeach hazav. Talking about Yom Kippur, all of these sets of sprinklings will be required. Ma'akvot zuadzu. And the Gemara is going to throw in as well, when you have a chatas pinim, the parako and gadol, the paralim davash, the Sara Vodazara, all of these, each element it contributes to the whole. If you're missing one element, the whole thing is no good. Okay. Shnei Seira Yom Kippur Ma'akvin Zedzeh Chuka. Why? How do I know that both goats of Yom Kippur are a requirement? The Pasuk says, Chuka Vaisalachem L'chukas Olam. Shnei Kibsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zedzeh, the two lambs from Shavuos Havaya, which is the Pasuk of Yehu Olah. Here we don't get anybody who explains that to us, but later in the Mems, in the Gemara, we're going to come back to it, and that's where they'll identify Havaya means. The Pasuk that says Yehu Olah Lashem, and ditto for Shtei Chalos, the two loaves, that's also from Havaya, the same expression of Yehu Olah Lashem. Shnei Sidarin, the two sets of loaves for the Lechem HaParim, Chuka, because it says Chok Olam. Shnei Bazichin, also Chuka, the same Chok Olam that appears over there tells me everything has to be right about it. Hasidarim ve'habazichin, also chuka. Okay. Shnei minim shebenazir, the two different types of loaves that the nazir brings. Dichsev kein ye'aseh, kasher tazu kein ye'aseh, so shall be done by nazir. Gimel shebepara is chuka. We just saw it in the maftir a couple of weeks ago. Zos chuka hasatorah. Arba shebetoda, the four loaves of the lechem for the of the lachme toda. The iskish lenazir is because of a link from the toda to the nazir. Dichsev, because the pasuk says regarding the toda, al zevach todas shalomav. That's our reference regarding the Karban Toda. We call it Todas Shalamav, the Amamar, and we've learned Shalamav Larabos Shalmei Nazir includes the Shalmei Nazir. So we include the Nazir in the Torah of the Karban Toda in general. By the Nazir, we know these are hard and fast requirements. Therefore, regarding the Karban Toda, there are also hard and fast requirements. It's funny because we're essentially learning from the Lamed instead of from the Milamed. In other words, we learned from Toda to Nazir, but now we took a trait of Nazir and applied it back to Toda. It's a funny thing to do. If we weren't limited to 28 minutes today, I would go into this in greater length. The four elements of the mitzvah, again, zos tihyeh, the key word is tihyeh. The pasuk says, "Lukachtem lachem." You should take for yourself. Lukachtem. We break down to lakicha tama, a perfect taking. That's actually something we need to discuss more. that issue of Lekicha Tama. All right. But those are our basic, that's our basic introduction. We then get a side note, though, a fascinating side note, which also deserves a lot more time. Amar Chanan Barava, Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Lo, Aval Yesh Lo Ein Ma'akvin. He says, when we say you have to have all of these things, it doesn't mean you have to hold them physically together. This isn't true for all of the Avodah, saying some of them we know you don't hold together because some of them refer to elements of an Avodah. But the point here is that physical possession, when you're dealing with the Lulav, is sufficient. You don't have to actually hold them all together. So the Gemara says, really? Mesve, we learned a beautiful brisa, fodder for many sukkahs drashos. Arba minim shabalulav, bezmeyan osin peros, u bezmeyan ein osin peros. Right? The four species, two of them produce fruit, meaning edible fruit, and two of them do not. The edible fruit is the lulav for the tamarim. And the esrog is a fruit that you can eat. Ha'osin peros use a kukin le'shein osin. V'shein osin peros use a kukin le'osin peros. You need all the species, those that make edible fruit and those that do not. Ve'ein adam yotze yidei chavaso behen ad shukulin baguda achas. You can't fulfill your obligation unless you have them all together. V'chein yisrael bahartza. And so too, in terms of kapara for klal yisrael, ad shukulin baguda achas. You need all the Jews together as one. Shenamar ha'boneh b'shamayim ma'alos. His aguda is us. That's us. His group is established on earth. But the point is that we are called an aguda. We all have to be together. And of course, you've also seen the midrashim that talk. I think back in Erevin, it was cited about this one makes peros but doesn't have a good smell. This one has a good smell but doesn't have peros, and so on. Same idea. You require all together. If you have four esrogim together, you know what we call that? Bracha Labatala, that's what we call it. You have to have all those different meaning together. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. You just told me I don't have to have them all as one. He says, yeah, Nachanami, Tanoi, it's a machlokas. So what else is new? The Sanya, the Brisa says, even as we talk about Achdus, we still have machlokas. The Lulav, Bein Agud, Bein She'enu, Agud Kasha. I say you all have to be unified. I say you don't. He says, Lulav, the Tanakhama says, whether it's bound together with the other minim or not, kosher, Tanakhama says, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all good kosher, Sheino, all good posel. He says, no, they have to be bound together. My time under Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda believe they have to be bound together? Gomar kicha, kicha me'agudas ezov. We learn it from the agudas ezov. The hyssop that you use in the Korban Pesach as well as elsewhere, malal and baguda, kan baguda, it's bound up. The rabbanan, what do the rabbanan say? Meaning the Tanakama, lo gamri kicha kicha, they don't have any such gezer shava. Kiman azla desanya lulav mitzvah lo ogdovim lo ogdo kasher. Well, now I have a third source which is confusing. It says that you're supposed to bind it up, but if you didn't do it, it's still kasher. So kiman, who's that like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda lo agado amai kasher. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda says you have to bind it together. What do you mean it's kosher even if you didn't do that? I Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, my mitzvah, then what do you mean saying it's a mitzvah? The Rabbanan say it's unnecessary. La'olam Rabbanan. No, it is in fact a feature of the Rabbanan. Umay mitzvah? What's the mitzvah they're talking about? Mishum zeke livian veyu. This is my God and I will glorify him. There is beauty in doing the mitzvah with everything together. You know what it's like? It's like Havdalah, where we say that the Besamim and the Eish technically don't have to be done with the Bar Pri Agafen, but it's nice to do them all a la coast, to have them all together. So similarly here, it's good to have all of these together. It's a beautiful thing to do. There's some debate as to whether Zekeli Vanveyu is a unique mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of make all your mitzvahs beautiful as a standalone, or whether it's a function of each individual mitzvah. There's this way to do the mitzvah, and then there's a better way to do the mitzvah. Is it just a function of the individual mitzvah? And again, if this wasn't Rosh Chodesh, we would spend more time on that as well. Okay. We return to a regularly scheduled list of psukim. Sheva hazel, sheva para ma'akva zu etzu. We are in the first of the widest lines of Chavzayin Amad Aleph. The seven sprinklings that you do with the dam from the para aduma, how do I know they're ma'akev? Chuka, because the Torah says, zos chukas ha-Torah. Sheva hazel shall bein abadim shall mizbach hazav shall aparochas ma'agvot zu et zu. All the internal hazels, they are ma'akev as well. The Yom Kippur, how do I know for Yom Kippur? Ksiv chuka, because the Torah says chuka. I brought you the pasuk there on the sheet. The vaisal achem chukas olam. Deparko in Mashuach udepar elam davar shal tzibur du siirei avodas kochavim. What about the hazels that go on inside and outside, as far as the parko in gadol? the Barul Amdavar Shal Tzibur, where the community makes a mistake, and the goat brought for Avodah Zarah. Kidasanya, like the following brisa. The Torah says, V'asala par, kasher asala par harishon. The pasuk there is talking about the Barul Amdavar Shal Tzibur, if the community makes a mistake. And we say, do everything for them that you do for the par kohen gadol. But I didn't need that pasuk. Matam alomer, what did that teach me? The Torah already told me exactly what to do. You didn't need to say, and by the way, that's the same as this other karban. So he says, lichpol bahazaos, or bahazayos, to double the instruction regarding these sprinklings, to teach me shem chiser achas min amatanos lo asaklum, that if you're missing any one of them, the whole thing is no good. Tanu Rabbanan. Brisa says, Sheva hazal sheva parash hasan, bein shalo lishman, bein shalo mechuvanos, psulos. Okay. Brisa says, these seven hazals that you do with the para aduma, whether you do them shalo lishman, or you do them not directed towards pnei ol moed, towards the base hamikdash, psulos, they are no good. Okay? This is the statement that if you're taking a look at the table, if you did the hazals of the para aduma, this brisa tells me, pasul if it's shalom lishma, pasul if it's shalom muchuvan lemekomo, not directed to the proper site. Vishem bifnim, vishem bimitzora, if it's from a chatas pnim, or if it's from a mitzora, shalom lishma and psulos. Where else can you get a 15-minute amud yomi, huh? He says, if it's bifnim, or if it's for a mitzora, so if it's shalom lishma, it's possible. However, shalom mechuvanos, if it's not in front of the Kodesh Kadashim, towards the Kodesh Kadashim, ksheros, it's kosher. So that's my opening brisa. My opening brisa says it must be lishma. Rashi explains, as we'll see, that it's because we link this to the chatas. By linking it to the chatas, we say it has to be done lishma, and it has to be mechuvan, directed to the Kodesh Kadashim, because we're taught that that's the definition of the location, that it's supposed to be Pesach Ol Moed. So the first brisa says, puzzle for the paraduma if you're missing either piece, either lishma or location, and for the chatas, pinim and the mitzvah, it's puzzle for shalom lishma. Azay state brisa aleph. That's the first brisa. But the Gemara asks, Vatanya, I have another brisa, gabe para, specifically regarding para duma, which says, shalom lishman psulos, but shalom mechuvanos ksheros. If it's the wrong direction, it's still kosher. So my challenge now that I'm going to spend the rest of the page on is the resolving brisa A versus brisa B. One brisa says if it's the wrong direction it's possible. The other brisa says if it's the wrong direction it's kosher. So the Gemara is going to give me two answers. First answer is Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda lo kosher. Rav Chisda says this is not a problem. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. The answer is machlokes tanaim. Brisa one is Rabbi Yehuda. Brisa who says possible. Brisa two is the Rabbanan who say kosher. And all of this comes out of the meaning of the word el. When you say it has to be done towards something, the question is whether El Pesach means towards the entrance of the Ohel Moed Davka, or whether it means it has to be done there, but it's not such a big deal if you didn't do it there. That's what this is all about. And it has nothing to do with our discussion, our source for this machlokis about El. As follows, Disanya, here's the Braisa machlokis of Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding entering into a space you're not supposed to enter in the Beis HaMikdash. Disanya, Mechusare Kapara Shenichnesu La'azara. If you have people who are waiting for kapara, right, the zav at the end of his period of ziva, he already was tahor, but he's waiting for his karban. The nazir, the mitzara, the yoledes, shenichnesu la'azara, they enter the azara, bishogeg, chayev chatas, b'mezid anush kares. If they do it bishogeg chatas, if they do it on purpose, they get kares. Ve'ein sarich lomar, you don't even need to say, tvul yom, ushar kol atameim, as well as utahorim, shenichnesu lifnim mechitza san, the lahechol kulo, be'arbo. All these people, if they enter the space that's beyond where they belong, the Tameim because they're Tamei, or the Taharim because they're Yisraelim, and they're not supposed to go beyond their proper zone, in all these cases, they are going to get Malkos Arboim, they're going to get lashes. If you're looking at the bottom table, what you want there is that's going to explain how we know these rules, that table. Mi base la paroches el pnei kapores bimisa, the Tanakhama says. There are three spaces. There's the Heichal. There's mi beis la parochas, which is already in the Kodesh Kadashim, but not directly in front of the Aron. And then there's pnei akapores, which is actually standing in front of the Aron. So in the latter two spaces, the Tanakhama says, misa bidei shamayim, if someone goes in there. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol ha'echo kulo, umi beis la parochas barboim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says area A and area B are malkos, they'll pnei akapores b'misa, only directly in front of the Aron, that's b'misa. So the question is, this middle space, the space that we call Mibeis LaParochas, what are you getting? The Tanakhama says Misa Bidei Shamayim, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he's getting Malkos. So B'maik Miflagi, what are they debating about? It's going to end up being this word El. Bahai Kra. This is the machlokis. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe daber al Aharon achicha v'al yavo b'chol eis el hakodesh mibeis laparoches el pnei akaporas asher al Aharon v'lo yomus." So how do I parse this pasuk? I have a lot of phrases here. He shouldn't come at all times el hakodesh mibeis laparoches el pnei akaporas. So we identify all of these different locations. So here's where the table may come in handy. Rabbanan Sabi, the Rabbanan say, look, el hakodesh is under below Yavo. Below Yavo, Bechleis El HaKodesh. Lo Yavo is Malkos. So that's a reference to El HaKodesh. Fine. You enter the Heichal, Malkos. Mi Beis La Paroches Ve'el Pnei HaKapores, that's below Yamus. That's the Misa case. So Mi Beis La Paroches is Misa Bidei Shemayim, and so is Pnei HaKapores. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, El HaKodesh, U Mi Beis La Paroches below Yavo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The first two are under Lo Yavo, Malkos, right? Ve'el Pnei HaKapores, the last space, below Yamus. That's where it's Misa Bidei Shemayim. So that's the debate. Do I apply Lo Yavo to the middle area? My Tama de Rabbanon. So the Gemara already knows the Rabbanon's reasoning, but what they're asking now is, how do the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? What's the basis for this machlokas? Because they say, look, if you were to follow Rabbi Yehuda's approach, then lichta rachmana el hakodesh v'el pnei akaporas v'lo boimi beis laparochas. You could have just said, drop them like flies, you could have just said el hakodesh to the heichal, that would be it, and then say pnei akaporas. You don't need to mention the intermediate space, Rabbi Yehuda, I would have said, Heichal Mechayev, Mi Beis Laparoches Mi Baya, you're Chayev already for entering the Heichal, you're getting Malkos. Obviously, Mi Beis Laparoches, you're getting such an Onesh. Mi Beis Laparoches, it should say. Mi Beis Haparoches in the editions is a mistake. Mi Beis Laparoches, the Kasa Rachman Olamali, why does the Torah say Mi Beis Laparoches? Shma Mina Abimisa. That must be to teach me that there's a new Onesh here. The new Onesh is Misa, right? We take it up a notch. Misa Bidei Shemayim. That's the way the Rabbanan take the Pasuk. If you take a look in your chart under the Rabbanan's column, Malkus for El HaKodesh, Mi Beis LaParochas is Misa, and it's not like the Heichal that was in El HaKodesh, it's a new Onesh. Ve'Rabbi Yehuda, what will Rabbi Yehuda say to that? He says, no. Ikos of Rachmane El HaKodesh, will cost me Beis LaParochas, if you omit me Beis LaParochas, you know what I would have thought? Havamina, I would have thought, my Kodesh Mi Beis LaParochas. I would have thought that Kodesh itself didn't mean the Heichal. I would have thought Heichal meant Mi Beis LaParochas. Aval Heichal, Lagnamilo. There's nothing for the Heichal. V'Rabbanan, and what do the Rabbanan say to that? Hahu lo matzis amres. They say, no, of course you know there's a punishment for entering the Heichal. The Heichal kulo ikri Kodesh. Everybody knows the Heichal is called Kodesh. Shenemar, di la parochas lachem, bein ha-Kodesh, ubein Kodesh ha-Kodeshim. So of course we know Kodesh is a Heichal. That's not, no, we don't believe that. Rabbi Yehuda Maitaima, okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda, why do you disagree with the Rabbanan's read? That's a rational read of the Psukim. No, because Esau gedaitach kedekam Rabbanan, if we follow the Rabbanan who said, again, that we learn from the inclusion of the phrase Mi Beis LaParochas. If you take that way, Lichta Rachmana El HaKodesh U Mi Beis LaParochas. What you should have then said was to the Kodesh and Mi Beis LaParochas. That's what you ought to have said if you believe what the Rabbanan believe. V'lo boy El Pnei HaKaporas, and don't mention Pnei HaKaporas. Right? It should have been there's a lav for Kodesh and then Misa for Beis LaParochas and onward. V'ana Amina, and I would have said logically. Perhaps a case of Onshin Min Hadin, or maybe not, because it's Bidei Shemayim, as I wrote in the footnote, but I would have deduced, Mi Beis LaParochas B'Misa. A person gets Misa for even going Beis LaParochas, Area B. El Pnei HaKaporas Mi Baya, is it even a question when you enter in front of the Aron? El Pnei HaKaporas, because of Rachman Olamali, why did the Torah need to say El Pnei HaKaporas? Shema Mina, El Pnei HaKaporas B'Misa, Mi Beis LaParochas B'Azhara. That's what it's there to teach me, that it's a low say for the intermediate space. V'Rabbanan, isn't that a good point, Rabbanan? Yeah, it isn't necessary. You're right. V'hai d'kas of Rachmane el pnei akaporas. This is where it becomes relevant for us. V'hai d'kas of Rachmane el pnei akaporas l'ma'utei derech meshupash. They say, you know why you need el pnei akaporas? To teach me that it's only pnei akaporas, in front of the kaporas, and not if you enter derech meshupash. If you see this Rashi here versus also Rashi in Zvachim, it means ma'ukam. If he goes in an unusual way, Rashi there actually says meshubash instead of meshupash. Not clear whether this was a perish or whether this was actually his girsa, but the But he says, if you enter not directly, but indirectly off to the side, Kidatana Devera Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, as they taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, El Pnei HaKaporas Kedma, the Pasuk says, Zeb Bana Av, Kol Makom Shneam Har Pnei, Eino El Pnei Kadim. He takes El Pnei HaKaporas Kedma to teach me that it's, you have to enter it properly in front. That's the, that's how you'll be Chayav. Because that's the way the Kohen enters on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, Lema Kra Pnei, my El, what do you add with the word El? Shmamina El Davka. The so in other words, I'm sorry, let me restate that. The other way around. He's saying the Rabbanan tell me I need El Pnei Kapores. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda tells me El Pnei Kapores. No, let's make sure we get this right. I'm not running through this in order to get it wrong. They say their answer is we need El Pnei HaKaporas Lema'ute Derech Meshupash to exclude if you enter in an abnormal way facing the wrong direction to teach me that you're Potter, if you enter that way. That's what the Rabbanan are saying. And how will Rabbi Yehuda know that since Rabbi Yehuda needs El Pnei HaKaporas? That's the point. What will Rabbi Yehuda say? He says Lema'kra Pnei. Because the pasuk could have just said, "Pnei, my el, what does el teach me? Shmami, not el davka. To teach me, you're only chayiv if you enter directly." So Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that you're not chayiv if you enter in an abnormal way. The question is, how did you get it? Rabbi Yehuda got it from el. The Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say to that? El, lav davka. They say el doesn't mean direct. So the upshot of this entire thing is, number one, there's a machlokas about the intermediate space. Whether you're chayiv if you enter the Kodesh Kadashim but don't go in front of the Aron, are you getting Misa Bidya Shemai or are you getting, or is the guy getting Malkos? That's number one. But number two, the question is, the word El, is the word El teaching me liability specifically if I enter facing that? So does the word El mean specifically towards this? And we're now going to take that and apply it back to our discussion because the word El is used regarding these Hazaos of the Parah Aduma, V'hiza El Nohach Pnei Ol Moed, V'Rabbi Yehuda, Da Amar El Pnei Kapar Kaporas davka. Rabbi Yehuda says El Pnei Kaporas is davka. V'hizal nochach nami davka. So too by the Parah Aduma. And therefore, if it's shalom mechuvan, if it's not direct, it's pasul, which is like Brisa Aleph. V'rabbanan and the Rabbanan midahasam lav davka. Chanami lav davka. It's not davka regarding entering the Kodesh Kadashim. It's not davka here either. And if it's shalom mechuvan, it's still kasher. That's the idea. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says, really? Well, then I have a question for Rabbi Yehuda's view. Mide el davka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if el is really davka, then I should also say al nami davka. It's al that's Rashi's addition. Al is also davka. Ela de mikta sheni de lo havu aron v'kaporas hachanami de lo avid hazos. So in the second base of mikdash, there is no aron, there is no kaporas. Does that mean you don't do the hazos because you don't have anything to point to? Amar ala barul amar kravachi per. The pasuk says the mikdash hakodesh, the place that is kadosh. That's all our first answer for these brisos. One is Rabbi Yehuda, one is the Rabbanan. Rava Amar, Rava gives me a different answer. Hava haRabbanan. Both of them are in fact the view of the Rabbanan. However, hadikoy mizachumayr vaadi hadikoy tzavan v'darom vaadi. It depends on whether you are facing the right general direction. You're facing east west. And that's you basically right. You're just not directly to the Pesach, that's going to be kosher. That's Brisa B. Whereas, if you're standing facing north-south, then it's Pasul entirely. That's Brisa A. But above the view of the Rabbanan, so the upshot is that we have a machlokas between Brisos, possibly resolved by saying it's indeed a full machlokas, and possibly saying they're dealing with two different cases. And we'll pick up with that, God willing, tomorrow.